G'day guys, and welcome to this episode of Aussie English. I've got my wife here, Hakel. Hakel is originally from Brazil. Getting
yes.
in the shot a little bit of there. And I wanted to test her comprehension of some really difficult Great Britain accents. So we've
okay.
got a we've got two from Scotland, two from Ireland, and two from Great Britain.
Jesus. It's going
yeah,
to be hard.
It was hard for me. So
oh,
I probably,
my God,
I probably,
you know or not?
I've probably thrown you in the deep end, but yeah, we can start with, I believe this is both Geordie and Scouse. So the Geordie accent is the one that this guy's got, which is from Liverpool, I believe.
Okay.
And Scouse is from Newcastle. Again,
okay.
I think. Oh, no, Scouse is Liverpool, Geordie is Newcastle.
Okay.
There we go, there we go. All right, so.
Let me listen.
Let's go.
So, Shockstiff waves three on the board, and it was quite quite difficult because I always felt separate, different in a long growing up. I was the oldest out of six, you know, and it was like I never felt a part of my own family, mm-hmm. which was strange.
I understood. I never felt a part of my own family.
Oh, nice.
And I think
and he was,
said
he
something
was the oldest
was
of how many?
Six.
Oh, not bad, not bad. Let's do a bit more.
I always felt like I was an observer, mm-hmm. you know, and.
I was. Dear.
I always felt like I was an observer.
Observer.
Yeah, you got it.
People have been knocking at the door for me, brothers and my sisters, and I couldn't understand that. I couldn't put a finger on it growing up, feeling really isolated. And
finger on it?
I think that's... into every relationship I ever kind of... I just drifted in and out of toxic relationships.
I just drifted in another...
You know, this is why I found myself in these...
That's
well,
bad,
I understand, like, little, you
little
know.
Snippets.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so that is the Scouse accent. The
That's
host,
really hard.
The host has a Geordie accent. Let's see if I can find him. Where is he? Maybe he'll introduce the podcast episode.
Guy, so it's readily available.
Well, it just hits you so quick and so hard, and like Lawrence is an expert in this sort of stuff, but it's shot so well, it looks amazing.
It's probably
it hits you so quickly.
Since like a Fight Club or something like that, it's one of the most intense fight movies I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because a lot of films sort of like to, obviously we get you on.
His accent is.
I don't know, it's much easier to understand.
I think it's just our received pronunciations that are from South England.
On review a film you're not in, but is based on you. But a lot of films, you don't feel like you're.
Let's see if we can find that.
That's easy to understand.
Yeah, that one's easy. All right, here you go. See if you can pick this guy.
Being who wrote the script, kind of when it came to fruition, it was like it was just perfect in a way.
I was wondering, as obviously and knowing I was going to meet you in person, how close it was to the reality, and the fact that you're saying it brought back so many memories. Obviously, it was for me. What I loved about the movie is it didn't oversell things. I've been through some traumatic things, and you think of how you would recreate those things that naturally.
So you find the middle guy the easiest, and then you find the Geordie accent.
This one's not too difficult,
it's
but
not too difficult. But the Scouse is the really
it's
difficult
just
one.
It's really, really hard.
All right, there you go. Let's do the other.
Yeah, I'm not little feet. I didn't realise you'd be so big, Lee, but try it on. This is a Pukka American football jacket from America.
Football jacket.
What did they
try
say before
on.
That? What kind of jacket
this
is it?
This is a something with P.
Yeah.
But what? I don't know.
Should I do
play
it again?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not little feet. I didn't realise you'd be so big, Lee, but try it on. This is a Pukka American football jacket from America.
What is Pukka?
Parka.
What is that?
They called it a parka, like a jacket or something, yeah. But,
oh.
He said it more like a parka.
You know.
Miami Dolphins.
Right.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl?
We should go to the Steelers.
Before?
Listen, just listen.
What?
I didn't think you'd even heard of them.
Channel 4, every weekend. Favorite sport.
Oh, well, what's happening in Newcastle United?
Rubbish.
Well, that's all, isn't it? Really? Look, I know we haven't seen each other for a while, like, but...
We haven't seen each other for a while?
Nailing it. It's too easy.
Do you want an ice cream or something?
Do you want an ice cream?
What, does your mama come and meet you at the gate?
I'm 10, Dad.
Oh, right. All right, I guess this one's too easy. Right. Let's take it up a notch.
So we've got it's not easy. I don't want to send, like, individual sentences, but yeah. If I had to transcribe it, I would be completely lost.
All right, so should we do Scotland or Ireland?
Oh, God, Scotland, I know.
You want to go hard fast, huh? All right, we can do Scottish. We've got a guy here called Kevin Patterson from Tweeds Wood, I think. So I think that is like south of both Edinburgh and Glasgow, maybe south east. But I don't know if he's actually from there, but where this was filmed. Okay, so here you go.
Kevin, what's your last name? What's your name?
My name's Kevin Patterson.
And I should tell you first that the guy interviewing the Scottish guy has a deep south accent from the US. So that might help you understand him a little bit more. Understanding that they're not both speaking Scottish English.
Okay. And I'm a guide on the River Tweed. We're standing here down in the Borders. We're just outside Melrose, which is a famous...
I have no idea. It sounds like he's speaking Russian or something just really... Can you play it again? I have no idea.
All right, have a listen.
Kevin, what's your last name? What's your name?
My name's Kevin Patterson, and I'm a guide on the River Tweed. We're standing here down in the Borders.
My name is blah, 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 blah.
Kevin Patterson.
And I am my
guide.
And I just...
On the river, and then I think you said Tweeds Wood.
You really understand it?
Well, I have to listen carefully, but I'm pretty sure that's
what he said. I even get closer.
That Tweeds Wood.
Kevin, what's your last name? What's your name?
My name's Kevin Patterson.
My name's Kevin Patterson.
Kevin.
And I'm a guide on the River Tweedley.
Guide.
And I'm a guide on the River Tweedley.
We're standing here down in the Borders. We're just outside Melrose, which is a famous town.
Did you get that?
I have no idea.
Really?
Absolutely. Not a single word.
He said, we're standing down here on the borders between... Oh, let's hear it again.
We're standing here down in the Borders.
We're standing here down in the Borders.
Just outside Melrose.
Just outside Melrose.
Famous town.
Which is a famous
town.
Over
the back of us here, we've got the Eildons, one of the most famous landmarks on the borders. It's three hills.
One of the famous landmarks.
Magicians split one hill into three and left the two hills at the back of us, which you can see. The weather's never good, they always...
Something about Moorland?
We never get the good weather. And as you can see today, there's no sunshine. It's a typical Scottish borders day.
I have no idea.
Really?
Absolutely not.
What was he talking about? What was the subject he was talking about?
The mountain?
Yeah, but after that.
The Merlin?
He talked about Merlin before that. Let's see if you can pick it. Let's do it again.
Always say in the borders, if the mist's on the Eildons, we never get the good weather. And as you can see today, there's no sunshine.
Google? I have no idea.
He said if the mist is on, and I think the Merlins... The mountains here he's talking about, then you don't get good weather.
Jesus,
and then he
Christ.
Says, as you can see today, there's no sunshine. So there you go. I love his accent. Have a listen a little bit more with the southern as well.
It's a typical Scottish borders day.
Typical Scottish borders day.
Tell me a bit about Tweed Guide, about what you guys do.
Did you hear his southern accent? Tell me a bit about Tweed Guide and what you guys do. Southern, it's awesome.
Tweed Guides, it's just been set up. It's about in its third year now, and we bring people over from all walks of life. We bring them from...
I bring people up from all walks of life.
We use all the tributaries of the Tweed, and we just want to get people together to have fun and to enjoy fishing together.
And about how long does it take a guy to get used to? Like these guys here trained a bit last night.
You'd have trouble with his accent as well, right?
What? What? Let's try this again. What does it typically take
to start? Enjoy fishing together.
And about how long does it take a guy to get used to? Like these guys here trained a bit last night.
These guys are trying to bring here last night? No?
So he's talking about fly fishing. And that this guy is a guide. He takes them to fly fish.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you reckon the American was saying?
Have fun and enjoy fishing together.
And about how long does it take a guy to get used to? Like these guys here trained a bit last night.
What did they do last night?
Trying to...
No. They something a bit last night.
Play it again.
You'll get it.
Have fun and enjoy fishing together.
And about how long does it take a guy to get used to? Like these guys here trained a bit last night.
I have no idea.
Trained a bit. last night.
Trained,
as in they training the fishing. They were practicing.
But what does it typically take, even a novice, to start enjoying fly fishing?
What do you reckon he asked?
I was trying to enjoy. No.
You got to get used to, like these guys here trained a bit last night. But what does it typically take, even a novice, to start enjoying fly fishing?
What I understood was, even though I was trying to enjoy this, that doesn't make much sense, I think.
Well, do it one more time and we can go to the next accent. All right.
Trained a bit last night. But what does it typically take, even a novice, to start enjoying fly fishing?
He's saying enjoy.
Yeah, yeah. What does it typically take for a novice to enjoy fly fishing? You got to enjoy, right? This is actually really funny because I found this video on The Guardian, obviously, and it is a video of a person from Glasgow who's in politics in Britain. And he's asking a question to one of the other politicians and they don't understand.
Really? Yeah.
And that just shows you how sheltered some of these people are. I would imagine that this guy's probably, you know, haughty-taughty, very, very rich and, you know, posh South Englander. And so he keeps asking him to repeat.
Really?
Let's see if you can understand him better than this guy.
Mr. Speaker, I know from speaking to a number of parliamentary colleagues that there are still certain aspects of the estate, including the Northern Estate, that are not great for people with disabilities. Can I ask the Honourable Gentleman what work is being done to make sure that this place is more accessible, particularly for some of our colleagues who have a disability?
What can be done to make this place more accessible? Something like
for
that?
For whom? So who's he talking about? Like, what's the basic question about helping who? What group of people?
Can you play it again? I'll get it.
You got the bulk.
Mr. Speaker, I know from speaking to a number of parliamentary colleagues that there are still certain aspects of the estate, including the Northern Estate, that are not great for people with disabilities. Can I ask the Honourable Gentleman what work is being done to make sure that this place is more accessible, particularly for some of our colleagues who have a disability?
Colleagues who have a disability.
You got it. Yes. You got it. Let's watch the rest, though. This is really funny.
Poor thing.
Everyone there, it's funny because I think everyone else understands him. It's just this guy.
I'm sorry, it must be something to do with my Antipodean background. Could he please repeat the question, because I didn't follow it.
Wow. Well, very popular today. I'm saying that a number of parliamentary colleagues who have disabilities do find it quite difficult getting around certain parts of the estate. Given that we're doing this refurbishment work, what can be done to make sure that those with a disability are able to move around more freely and the place is accessible?
I'm really sorry. Please, could he do it very slowly in Antipodean English? Thank you.
Just give any old answer.
I think the answer might be helped if you can reply in writing when you're reading.
Thank you. Brutal.
But it does sound like Russian or, you know.
They speak further at the back of the throat, really? And I think their R's tend to be like a T flap. It's you get used to it, you just have to have exposure to it.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to Irish.
Oh, God, it's desperate. God, the mountains is brave and close now, right enough. Oh, God, it's wild time of the snow, all right.
It doesn't put you off from going to school.
Well, the mother says we had to go anyway. We hadn't much of a choice in the matter, but sure.
It's a cold journey to school this morning.
Oh, God, you wouldn't be long getting frostbite. And these new socks that I got as well. You see, I had to turn the hill, just up to my... What do we say? I had to turn the hill up to my foot there.
Something wasn't written off? That's all I got, and I don't even know if it's correct.
I would have had much more trouble with this too if I hadn't already watched it. So he's being interviewed about how cold it is and that this kid has to go to school, and he's talking about being frostbit.
Okay.
You know what that is, frostbit?
No.
It's when you're so,
like how
your extremities
become
so cold that they die.
Oh, really?
He's you know, exaggerating, but that's what he's saying. Frostbite is when the extremities die because they freeze and blood circulation stops. So have another listen.
God, it's desperate. God, the mountains is brave and close now, right enough. Oh, God, it's wild time of the snow, all right.
It doesn't put you off from going to school.
Doesn't.
I honestly thought he was talking about being stopped by a guard. And he was saying, wait, something's not written off. And then he was trying to I don't understand.
Let's keep going.
Well, the mother says we had to go anyway. We hadn't much of a choice.
We hadn't...
Choice?
Much of a choice.
Yeah.
We didn't have a choice. I wouldn't say we hadn't much of a choice, but obviously that's a choice of words that they would use there.
But sure.
It's a cold. It's a cold journey to school this morning.
Oh, good.
It's a what journey?
Cold?
Yeah. To where?
To school?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Oh, God, you wouldn't belong getting frostbite. And these new...
You wouldn't be long?
Yeah.
Really?
But he means it in a way that it wouldn't take long to become frostbit, I think. But he said you wouldn't be long being frostbit.
Yeah.
It's a very weird phrase. So it's funny. It's obviously the grammar is kind of slightly different the way that they would speak. But...
Shocks that I got as well. You see, I had to turn the hill just up to my... Whatever, see? I had to turn the hill up.
Turn the what? Heel.
Heel, I heard saying heel. Head.
No, he's talking about turning his heel in, I think, of his shoes to keep warm.
Mm-hmm. To my foot there, to just so the sock would go longer, the mother got...
So the sock would go longer.
Thinner sock things there. Oh, God, you wouldn't be long getting the ankles frostbite off you.
And you don't mind walking to school?
Which part of his body was he saying he wouldn't be long getting frostbite? Let's see if we can do it again.
Thinner sock things there. Oh, God, you wouldn't give it long getting the ankles frostbite off.
Ankles?
Yeah, you go. All right. All right, now for the last one. This one's evil. I had absolutely no idea what he was saying. So apparently it's an Irish guy in a pub. I think it must be a very regional, location somewhere where this presenter's gone to this pub to find this guy with this incredibly strong accent. And when I was listening to it, I could barely pick up anything. I was like... Is this guy senile and he's just not forming his words? But it seems like the dude understands everything he says. So I'm like, okay.
And we're here in Killarney because we've been invited by a very special character. I hear he's a local legend and his name is Sham.
Sham, look at that. No reason, Sham, look at that.
Sham, how are you?
Go on, my dear.
Sneeze. Let's go.
We're here in Killarney today.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah.
Are you from Killarney?
I'm from Mugler. I'm 5 miles away.
Born and bred?
Born and bred in Killarney.
Born and bred in...
Yeah, because the other guy said
it. Yeah, exactly.
And come here, Sham. We're trying to figure out what makes Killarney so special. What do you think makes it a great town?
All right, again. Definitely born in Killarney. All the doors will be that. Not hard to the door.
I have no idea whatsoever.
That's why I have fucking no idea.
Lots of tourists around.
The tourists don't get out, man.
It's great, isn't it?
Great, give me a job.
You want to do that one again?
Yeah, lots of tourists around.
The tourists don't get out, man.
It's a tourist town, Killarney.
I heard lots of tourists walking around.
Have a listen again.
Yeah, lots of tourists around.
The tourists don't get out, man.
It's a tourist town, Killarney.
Doesn't make sense.
What do you mean? It doesn't make sense. As in you can't understand.
The other ones, you would say what they were saying, I'd be like, oh yeah, that, you know, I can hear that. But now you're saying one thing, and he's like,
also his speech as well.
Yeah.
Great, isn't it?
Great, give it to a boy.
And what's your favorite thing about Killarney?
Timmy Connor, my best singer, Chatterton. Timmy Connor from Chatterton. He played my best, Timmy Connor.
Yeah?
From Chatterton. Good player.
Good player. Did you hear that? I think he must be talking about people on soccer teams or something, because I had absolutely no idea.
Good player.
And I tell you what we're going to do today. Tell me if you think this is a good idea or not. We're going to go with the Jarvie.
Jarvis?
Yeah. Good idea?
Quite an hour. I'm a Jarvis. I'm a farmer.
You're a farmer?
I'm a joint farmer.
And is this your regular spot? We're in O'Connor's Bar.
I got Jackson's own house. Jackson's chain, John and Jackson.
Okay.
I moved around.
You moved around a lot. Imagine trying to... Like, you work in a pub and this guy comes in and he wants something. And you just can't understand. This is impossible.
It's near impossible for me as well. Ireland.
Well, it's not only the language, it's like he's old.
I think there's an accent, it's the way he's speaking. There's a huge amount of it. But that was the hardest one I think I've ever found in English. So how did you find the challenge? To sum it up, you had the Geordie Newcastle accent, the Scouse Liverpool accent, two different Scottish accents, one of which was Glaswegian, and then two different Irish accents. How did you find
them? I think the first one was actually the only video I could
comfortably watch.
Yes, and be like, okay, I don't understand 100%, but I can make sense of what they're saying, and like I can probably watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
The other ones I would just stop, like for 5 seconds I would be like, nah, not for me.
It's funny because for us too it would be the same thing. I think if I were listening to the Scouse accent, here's this Irish accent, as well as, you know, some of the Glaswegian stuff, I would just have to be, it would require a lot more energy and concentration to pull apart what's being said with the little exposure that I've had. I can follow it, but it tends to be that I do have to be like, my
God. It's just really, really hard. And it's frustrating because I was like, oh, yeah, I can do that.
Well, I did throw you in the deep end, but it does go to show how important exposure is. And so, like, if you were to listen to these accents day in, day out, you would become much more efficient at understanding them.
I assume so, yeah. I don't know.
How does it sound to you? Do they sound like different languages at first?
Absolutely. It doesn't sound like English at all.
No kidding.
Yeah, no. I told you before, it sounds like speaking Russian or just like really, like, just rare sort of language that you don't actually get to hear a lot. No idea.
I hope you guys found this one enjoyable, and I guess we'll see you next time. How do you reckon she did? Whoa, where am I? She's over here.
I'm here.
How do you reckon she did? Comment below. Let us know what you think.
60%? No.
Yeah, you did all right. You did all right. And how did you find the different accents? Which one did you like most or find most difficult? But yeah, we'll see you in the comments. Yeah. Peace.